Okay, is this
And we're
thing
live.
we're
Is that
live?
what they say? That's what they say in Joe Rogan.
Do they? Oh yeah, and
Yeah,
we're
it
live.
is. Are we gonna start there? Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't. I don't know.
Hello, everyone. It is me.
Hello.
It is me, your great Celia. And
Yes, it is also me. Just Ryan, regular. I'm not great, I guess.
yes, you are great. You're the
Yeah, and
greatest.
we're gonna talk about stuff, and it's gonna be really, really, really interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna be so interesting that it's gonna make you fall asleep.
No, it's gonna be so interesting.
This is just a podcast of us fucking around.
Yeah, so let's fuck around.
So my how should we start this? Let's just start with life. I
I hate life. Okay, so what's going on in your life?
just fucking school is bullshit.
It really is.
Like, honestly, why? I don't understand teachers these days because when they say, "Oh, I had to grade so much homework," or blah blah blah, like, you're the person who assigned this. Like, you're the person who assigned
Yeah.
it, and you're making
No,
a big
it's
deal
a
about
pain
it.
for us too.
Yeah, and they, oh shoot, and they don't even like, they don't even, even care about like feelings. But
No,
honestly,
because they're heartless.
I know, and like
They're just evil people.
the classes these days are so confusing. Like, why do we need math in our life? We're not gonna even fucking use it. Well,
Exactly, I agree with that. That's
yeah,
a
like
fact.
we could easily have like a tax class. Oh, tax class has a nice ring
Tax
to it.
class.
Tax,
That would be
tax.
good.
Yeah.
Imagine learning about taxes. Another good class would be like learning about how to invest and how to like just get a mortgage and how to like do adult stuff.
Yeah, like a permit, like getting a permit or even your
Yeah.
license. I'd rather
And
have
all
those
these schools
classes,
talk about doing that,
but they
but
never
none of them
fucking
actually
do
do it well or do
it.
it at
I've
all.
never seen a school that has a tax class or any kind of like class that
I think they
teaches
should just have them
like,
lumped together, just like a how
yeah.
to be adult class.
Yeah, honestly, like, well, I actually had an adulting class at my school, but it was like only for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, it should be like the whole year, and you come
Yeah.
in like once a week and you just learn about a new thing, and then they're like, now go home and think
Be
about it.
free.
Okay. And then at
Go
the end of the year, they test you on how to be an adult,
Yeah,
and maybe you fail.
honestly, that's such, that would be one of my favorite classes.
Would be so easy.
Yeah, and like, why do we need physics in our life? Why do we need
I don't know. I
chemistry?
like physics.
Yeah,
Chemistry is
actually,
dumb. Wait, so you're taking physics and chemistry in the same year?
no. So actually, in California, you're supposed to take chemistry in your 10th grade year, but I took physics, so now I'm
I'm
taking
taking
chemistry.
chemistry.
Yeah, but in Cal,
Oh, that's
most.
pretty. Okay, so we took physics in
10th grade.
freshman year.
You took
Ninth
physics
grade.
in your freshman year? I took
Yeah, what'd
biology
you
in
take?
my. I took biology.
Oh, we're taking biology. We take biology in junior year.
What the hell?
Yeah, we have it all mixed up.
Honestly, I like
Nah,
looked up.
it's because our physics teacher is like the greatest. I love
Honestly,
him. You know his class is kind of hard.
to be honest, all of my like male teachers have been so nice to me. There's never been a teacher
That's true. I don't
that,
have any bad male teachers right now.
yeah, all
Except for last year I did, but
I've never had a bad male teacher. Well, except a substitute, and he did some
yeah.
stuff that was not too good.
What?
He literally looked
Sword
up
Art Online.
porn during class. Like, what
That's kind of
the
fire.
fuck? Yeah, but he was just a creepy old man. That's really stupid. Yeah, and he was like,
how old was he?
He honestly looked like he was in his 60s.
Not great. Not a good look. At least it wasn't child.
Kids, just don't trust older men. Don't trust older men.
Are creepy.
Especially if they ask, "Do you want candy?"
Oh my god.
But honestly, I keep saying honestly, but
honestly,
all of my female teachers are, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but I just really don't like
men
them.
Men are just better.
I don't know why.
Men are just better than women, dude.
Sometimes, I honestly.
All the time, dude. It's just 100% of the time.
We'll see about that. But I am
one man that was better at killing Jews than Hitler.
Oh my god!
Exactly.
My god. But just school in general is just like so bad. Don't the people who are listening to this, do not shit. What's
do not shit.
Yeah.
I tell you, please, just do not.
Yeah, just don't shit. Sad. But,
it, and you'll be fine.
Just don't give up, like, honestly. It's gonna affect you in the future. I know that for sure. If, like, you don't have a degree in high school, or just a degree.
If you don't have a high school degree, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, like, you can't
unless you have like a ton of connections or you're really fucking smart.
Yeah. Besides that, you're it's just not.
You can still work hard. You can go back to high school and get one, or you can like work hard and get a good job.
Yeah. And if you don't have the enough money for like college, or you just can't go to it, you can always go to community college. Or no, is it City College?
Yeah, Community College.
Yeah, you can always go there.
Same thing.
Because I've seen like people older than like they're older than like their 40s go there, and they still got a degree. I give props to them. But my advice for school is just like, honestly,
just work hard.
Yeah, just try. Even though it's gonna seem bad.
Even though I hate it so much.
Even though it's the worst thing in my entire life. Just don't give a fuck and just try.
No, just, it doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter if you, especially in college, just as long as you pass your classes.
Yeah, that's all you get to get.
You just have to pass.
And you are loved and you are supported by everybody. But just school, true. Man. Yeah, it is true. And that like true.
You have people who love and support you.
Yeah. And just don't give up, because
don't give up.
It's going to be challenging.
It's easy to give up.
Yeah. It is going to be challenging, and there are going to be some obstacles in your way that's going to affect you. But just give it all your might. Give it all your might. But another thing.
Or
what?
Yeah, go.
What?
You.
Okay.
I was going to say no, I'm gone. Shut up. I was going to say an important thing.
Okay, you say
that you need to know what you want, and that something that a lot of people do when they go to college is that even like by your senior year in college, you still don't know what you want to do, and that is not good. You should probably figure that out, because you need, like, while you're still young, you need to be able to experiment and figure out what you like, and then from there figure out what you want to do for a living. Because there's so many people that fall into the trap of not knowing what they like because they work so hard on school. So you got to find that happy medium of like kind of caring about school.
experiment with stuff.
Yeah. Find out what you like.
Yeah. There's
a lot of people that are so into school, it's like they don't know what they're into.
Yeah, so many people in my school did not know what they want to be when they grew up. Yeah. And I'm just like, I just want to do music. That's the only thing that makes me happy.
I'm just super like, I don't know. Music makes me happy, so like, why not do it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, confident enough to be able to do that. And I think I'm decent shit, so.
What else? Oh, yeah. Okay, so for the people who are going into high school, like, that are going into their freshman year.
Ah, freshie.
Well, all I have to say is, do not care about popularity. Like, popularity...
So if popularity, it doesn't matter if you're popular or not, just as long as you act like you are. Because if you act like you're not popular and you're a loser, then everyone's going to think you're a loser and you're not popular. But if you act like you don't care, then nobody's going to care if you're popular, if that makes sense. Whatever you think other people think, that's what they'll think.
And also, fake friends are just like people who like stab you in the back. Get rid of them.
Well, you can find out your fake friends from when something shitty happens.
Yeah. So
when something shitty happens, then your real friends like actually help, and your fake friends jump the boat.
Honestly, just fake friends. I remember one time. When was this? I was in middle school, and there's this girl. I honestly forgot her name, but I remember she would always talk behind my back and my other friend's back, and we didn't talk about it. We never acknowledged it.
I fucking hate middle schoolers.
I know. I hate them. Literally, they're so annoying, and they always think middle school's like the worst year of their lives. Once you get into junior year, then it's
no, it kind of is.
Really?
I hated middle school so much.
Honestly,
I'm so glad I'm in school.
Grades in middle school were pretty good. It's just friends in middle school was the worst.
Friends in middle school fucking sucks.
I know. It's because like they, how can I say it? They act. I don't even fucking know. I just remember a lot of my friends try to act. Yeah, basically.
It's true. No, and also.
They like attention. I don't remember.
I forgot what I was going to say. It was going to be really interesting. Oh, yeah. Middle school girls are the worst because they're like, I don't know, just extra.
I remember so much attention seekers. They would, I hated this memory. I remember I was sitting next to this girl and she would always pretend that she would cry and say like, oh, my boyfriend like cheated on me and blah, 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 blah. And like 2 minutes later, she's talking to one of her best friends and like having a good time. And like
having a good time.
Just having a fucking good time.
She's fake. Or maybe she really was having a hard time and she's just insane.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Honestly. What did bother me in middle school?
Yeah, what bothered you the most? About yourself. What were you the most insecure about in middle
school? Oh my god, my shoe game. I wore Skechers every single day. But honestly, Skechers were like...
Every day?
Yeah, the Skechers were kind of cool.
They were not cool.
It was like it's like those light-up Skechers were like when you would like...
Oh my god.
When you would like a walk, they would just light up. I thought those were the bomb. I thought I was so cool. Dude,
they're literally the shit. What are you talking about?
And I also thought I had the best fashion game. I would literally come in white pants and a white t-shirt sometimes. It was either black, white, gray, white, or pink, white. Those were the only colors. Those were the only colors I would wear to school.
Okay, do you want to know what I wore for all of middle school? What? My middle school outfit for like 3-4 years. Jeans with a button down and a hoodie. Sometimes no button down. Sometimes it was just a regular shirt.
Really?
But our school had a dress code, so we had to wear like either a polo shirt or a button down.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have to wear that if you had a hoodie or a sweater over it. So everybody would just wear hoodies.
Oh my god.
It's kind of fire. And that's what I would wear for all of middle school. Just the same hoodie. And it's disgusting.
Ugh. Just imagine all the sweat.
Nah, dude. I didn't sweat as a middle schooler.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I didn't sweat that much. How much do you sweat in a day?
It depends, like, on the weather, or just even inside, like.
Usually inside it was not cold, but, you know, on the colder side.
Yeah.
So we could wear hoodies.
Or just, like, in a classroom, because when there's a lot of people in the classroom, it's gonna get hot.
Like. No, I have a small class.
Ugh. But just, like.
Yeah, it's nice not having that many
people, yeah,
in your grid, because you can like actually like not know everybody, but you can like know who everybody is, I guess.
Yeah, without like, I was known. Everyone knew me. I guess like I stood out a lot, mainly for my shoes, but I still can't believe I wore sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yes, I wore sneakers and, you know, those, not sneakers, Skechers, but, do you know those, Skechers were with those, like, rolling things on the,
Yeah, Heelys.
Yeah, I begged my dad to get me a pair of that, and he did, and I would wear it every single day.
I vividly remember in, was that some like daycare shit when I was like super young, and that was like first becoming a thing, and I remember somebody had those and I was like, wow, they are so cool.
They were the shit.
I aspire to be them.
Honestly, I thought anything was cool. I thought cosplay was cool for like a year.
I knew what I thought was cool, but like I didn't go do any of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I would.
That was like.
I would fucking do it. Like, I remember I cosplayed a character from. Oh, shit. Oh, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh my god.
That was like. That was like in seventh grade. I discovered Five Nights at Freddy's in fifth grade. And I was like, oh my god, this is so cool. And I remember watching Markiplier play it and like.
Did you watch all the Game Theory videos on it?
Yes! And
yes, dude, that's my. I love those.
I had like. I think I still have the books, but. I had Five Nights at Freddy's books.
The book? Dude, I didn't even play the games. I just watched.
You never played the games?
No, I just watched the videos.
Oh. I tried playing the games.
I wasn't a gamer until sixth grade, I think.
What was your first game, like, that you ever played?
Probably something on the original DS.
Oh my god.
Oh, there was this fucking, when I was like 4, there was like this firefighter game. Okay, that was like, wasn't that good. It was fine. I finished like 100% of the game, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. And then I remember I got Lego Star Wars, The Clone Wars 3, for the DS, and that game was so good. I played that so much.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. You're a Lego stan.
Yeah, dude, Lego games, they're the greatest.
I've never played with Legos before.
The Lego games are so good.
My childhood.
I played another one of those, like, it was like a not mainstream Pokemon game, because I really wanted Pokemon for my birthday.
Oh my god.
And I got like a not mainstream game, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. So I didn't know the difference, and it was still fire. It was an amazing game.
Honestly, Pokemon, 10 out of 10 would recommend. I was, what was my first game? It was something Barbie on the DS.
The DS was so good.
Oh my god. I played on my DS, like, all day. I even got caught with it during class, and I like, cried. Because,
dude,
like,
I never brought it to school.
I brought it to school because, like, I didn't like people at that time. So I would always play by myself. Honestly.
Loser.
But I loved playing.
No, I've always had friends because I love people. And I'm actually pretty introverted. But what can I say? People just love me.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like a Barbie salon game. And I remember playing it. I liked Barbie at that time. I love Barbie.
This, but, dude, having, being 8 years older than my, like, twin brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
and seeing them grow up with, like, iPads and stuff
is
so weird to me.
I know, right? I had...
Like, I remember when they were, like, three, they would watch shit. Like, my mom would be like, here, my phone, go watch something. They would watch it, and I'd be like, what is... I don't know. It's just so weird to me that they can do that.
I remember,
for,
like...
For me, it was all mm-hmm. short.
I, like, my little nieces and nephews, I would always get so pissed off when they asked me, like, can I play games on your phone? I'm like, no, it's my phone. It's my phone. And then they would, like, keep... asking me, like, on, and then, like, they would at least download 5 to 7 games on my phone.
Oh my god.
I know, and then I even called them out one time.
The amount of times that my sister has, like, factory reset my dad's phone is not even funny. So, literally, he gives it to her just to, like, go do shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she fucking finds out how to factory reset it.
Damn. Oh yeah, I just realized we only have like 30 minutes to record this.
Oh, so and how long have you been recording?
23 minutes. Wow.
Wow, that's a long time. Okay, I'm gonna talk about a new thing.
Okay.
If there's a thing that you think is cool and you wanna do it, then just do it, because it's probably going to be fire.
Yeah.
Try it.
Honestly.
Because when I was in middle school, and I was in band class,
mm-hmm.
there were, like, the fucking people who, like, when I was in sixth grade or whatever in band class, and the eighth graders were there, they were playing, like, multiple instruments, and I was like, oh my god, you can play piano? That's so cool. And guitar? That's so fucking cool. And I wanted to do that, but I never, like, went and tried to do it until, like, 2 years ago. And I, like, got, like, saved up for 6 months and bought a bass. And it was so good. And it's, like, the best thing I've ever done. So just go do shit.
Yeah. Yes, I give claps to you. Well, I'm in the performing arts, so I had to, like, take that chance, because I'm doing, like, how many, like, theater, I'm doing singing, dancing, instrumental classes, like, it is very hard to, like, multitask because you're just, like, one person. But so you gotta find...
What do you play?
So I'm currently, for instruments, I'm currently playing the harp and the clarinet.
Do you take lessons for both of them?
Yeah, I used to take them, but then I stopped because of Corona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I've never taken it. That's kind of why I'm, really, like, not proud, but, like, yeah, I'm proud.
I would take private lessons.
Guitar and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally never taken a lesson for either of those.
You just learned it by yourself?
Like, from the internet.
Yeah, that's
so good.
That's so the internet shit. Is a person's best friend.
And you can learn whatever you want. You don't have a teacher being like,
You can learn a new language. You can learn an instrument. You can learn a song. You can learn anything. Not
specifically in music, though.
Yeah, in music.
When you're taking lessons, I took piano lessons from when I was like 7 to 9 or something, 8 to 9, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I hated it because my teachers would make me play like dumb stuff like that I just didn't enjoy.
Would they tell you to play Melodia?
Probably, yeah.
Because that's what they taught me.
But then when I started listening to like Bo Burnham, who's mm-hmm. like the greatest, I love him, I was like, oh my god, he plays piano. It's actually cool, I guess. And so I looked up like a YouTube tutorial of how to play one of his songs, and it was really fucking hard to play. Because I hadn't played piano in, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And I, like, actually got back into the piano. And I just, like, re-taught myself.
Yeah. I got inspiration to do guitar from Queen.
Yes. Dude, Brian May is so good.
Oh, my God. I just love him to the bottom of my heart.
He's so good.
Yeah, honestly.
I honestly want to take, like, voice lessons because I really want to, like, learn how to, like, actually sing.
Oh, that's cool.
I can, like, hit notes, but I, like, don't formally understand it.
How many years have I taken? I think 8 years. Of singing lessons, yeah. I've done ear training. Still don't understand it that well. Yeah, it's where they like they train you to listen to a note, and you can easily find it. Like you can easily recognize it.
Wait, like training you to get perfect pitch, or training you to get like interval shit?
It's yeah, both of those. I remember I hated the teacher.
Why would you? I don't know. It would be cool to teach yourself, but to have somebody else teach you perfect pitch would be
so sweet. Yeah. I just remember I hated that class, and I asked my dad, I don't want to be in this class. I don't like it. I don't like the teacher, and I know the teacher doesn't like me.
Well, Victor Wooten, who's like an amazing bassist, he's probably like the best bassist
in the world right now.
He's still alive. He always talks about how music is like a language and that we teach it completely wrong.
Yeah.
We're learning a language that you don't learn what a verb is and what a noun is, and then you learn how to speak. You like learn how to talk, and then you learn like what a verb and a noun and like adjectives and shit are, like mm-hmm. how to spell.
Yeah.
And it should be the same with music, where you learn how to just have fun with it and like speak the language. And then you go in and learn, like, oh, that's a chord note, that's a whole note, that's a rest and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the actual note. And I thought that was interesting, and that we should actually teach. If we taught like that, then people would be more interested in music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I was taught opera as well. Opera's really hard. Like... Well, they told me I had a strong voice. So I was like, okay, opera's easy. Let's do it. Oh no, we have 29 more minutes left. Okay.
Minutes or seconds?
I mean, seconds.
Okay, wrap it up.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay, thank you for listening to me and Ryan just fucking talk about shit.
Yo.
Goodbye, and I hope you guys enjoyed.